During 1880, the young writer Mita Rakic, on invitation from the Serbian army, visited the newly liberated kingdom, collecting the first data about its population, geography, economy, and culture. Passing through the village of Svinjarica, he notes the existence of the ruins of a building whose still-preserved tower stands 3 meters high. The first excavation of these ruins was carried out in 1912 under the supervision of the archaeologist Vladimir Petković. The excavations started from the highest point of the site, where Vladimir Petković unearthed the remains of the monumental basilica 7 meters in length. Thanks to the findings at the Acropolis, Petković hypothesized the identity of this site with the legacy of the Emperor Justinian I, Justiniana Prima. During the First World War, the dig was interrupted. It resumed in 1936, but once again stalled in 1940 because of the new war. Excavation started again in 1947 and continues to the present day, with some further interruptions. After being abandoned, the city wasn't resettled. As such, the original architecture hasn't changed, which has contributed to Justiniana Prima today being the best preserved late Roman site in Serbia. The significance of this city, as well as its state of preservation, has even led to archaeologists from Europe being interested in investigating it. In the 1970s, a new excavation program was set in motion in collaboration with archaeologists from France. This program continues to the present day.